Until now, in chapters 15 and 16 and 17, the Alter Rebbe has explained that there are two ways in which a person can reach his heart. And this depends on the degree of intelligence and the degree of understanding. If a person's understanding of godliness is thorough and deep and profound, then that knowledge, that contemplation of God's greatness will produce an actual emotion, love and fear in the heart, in the revealed part of the heart, where the love and the fear are palpable. And this kind of love and fear naturally affects the emotion, the behavior, because it is tangible enough and close enough to the behavior to affect it. Just as the hand and the feet are physical organs, the heart is also a physical organ. And that which is palpable to the heart can readily also become palpable to the hand and to the feet. So although the heart is a higher organ, a more pnimisdika organ, than the external organs of the hand and the feet, yet they're close enough by nature that one should affect the other. The other possibility is that a person contemplates God's greatness, but his understanding of godliness is limited, it's finite, and it can't produce an actual palpable love in the revealed part of the heart. What it produces is a conviction in the recesses of the heart, and this conviction has to be brought to the action, has to be joined to the action, so that it becomes the soul of the action, that the act, the mitzvah, is animated, enlivened by that conviction, and then it too is serving God with the heart. And since that is a much easier thing to attain, so the contemplation of God's greatness that produces a conviction in the heart, this is why it is close to every Jew to serve God with the heart. Now in Perek Yudches, in chapter 18, the Rebbe will explain what does it mean that it is very close. It is close to every person to serve God, because with a contemplation of God's greatness, you can arouse a conviction in the heart. But it still demands a contemplation of God's greatness. So you have to know something, and the contemplation has to be effective, even though it's not the ultimate, and it doesn't arouse an actual emotion. It arouses only a conviction in the heart. But still, to say that this is very close would imply almost effortless, that the heart is available to serving God without effort. And what the Alter Rebbe has said until now demands effort. It demands contemplation, and the contemplation has to be strong in order to move the heart, if not to a full-fledged emotion, but at least to a conviction. So what does it mean in the pasuk? Korev Eilecha Hadavar Me'id. Perek Yudches, Perek Chai. And in order to explain thoroughly, soundly, the meaning of the word very, that is in the pasuk, ki kari ve'lecha hadover me'ed, so dechleidanemono, we have to know with certainty. Zeb emphasizes this. You have to know with certainty. That even one whose knowledge is very limited, his knowledge of God, and he doesn't have the heart to understand the greatness of God, in order to give rise from this understanding, to give birth to a fear and a love, not even in the mind and in the recesses of the heart alone. In other words, he can't even produce that conviction. Yet it is very close to him to do, to keep and to do all mitzvahs of Torah, the Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, including also the mitzvah of study of Torah. Bipiv, it is close to him in his mouth to do these. Ubilvove, and in his heart, mamash. Meumka deliba, from the depths of the heart, beemes laamite, with absolute truth, bedechilu urichimu, with fear and love. And what kind of love are we talking about if he can't meditate and contemplate on God's greatness and can't even produce a conviction of love? What love does he have? What alternative does he have? And what is this true fear and love that he is capable of having? Shehi ahava misutevez shebelev klolus Yisrael shehi Yerushalom me'avisein. This is the hidden love in the heart of every Jew, which is an inheritance from our forefathers. Now here, the Alter Rebbe is making a statement that probably went against the grain at that time when the Alter Rebbe first wrote it, and probably goes against the grain even today. The Rebbe is saying here a radical thing. Up until this point, the Alter Rebbe has been talking about the greatness of the neshama of a Jew. Everybody agrees. The Rebbe was talking about contemplating God's greatness. Everybody agrees. The Rebbe was talking about arousing love of God and fear of God and serving God with the whole heart, with different levels of Ava, Ava Aza Kedish Pe'esh, a fiery love, and Ava B'Tainugim and Tzadikim, and everybody agrees. What, until this point, the Alter Rebbe hadn't said anything that would justify or explain the vehement reaction that the Tanya received, the opposition, the misunderstanding, and so on. Until now, everything the Alter Rebbe said seems to be perfectly acceptable to any Jew. To think about God, to love God, to serve God, what's wrong? What's new? What's different? Here the Alter Rebbe comes along and says that there is a love that is aroused in the revealed part of the heart that comes from a thorough knowledge of godliness. Then there is a conviction in the heart that is aroused from a contemplation that is limited, but still effective enough to move the heart at least to a conviction. And that's all an attempt on the part of the Beinoni to serve God. And there was a question whether it is a true Aveda, whether this Ava is called Ava. Is it Emes La'amite? Is it not Emes La'amite? Here in Perek Yudches, the Alter Rebbe says that not only is it close to every Jew to be able to serve God with the heart, but it is very close. Now here, two things happen. First of all, the Rebbe is going to explain that it is very close because you don't even need to contemplate God's greatness to that degree where you arouse a conviction in the heart. So very close means a minimal, or it seems to mean, a very minimal, a very low level of service of God that is available to everybody, and not only available, bechlal, but very available. Very close. So not only don't you have to have a full-blown love in the revealed part of the heart, which is a tangible, palpable love, you don't even have to have a conviction in the heart. You don't even have to work at arousing that conviction by contemplating God's greatness. It is close to you and very close to you to serve God with your heart even without that. Which again, on the simple level, seems to be implying that there is an even more minimal kind of love, an even more minimal kind of heart involvement in the service of God that makes it very close to every person. And yet, when you look at the words that the Alter Rebbe is using, b'fiv ubilvove mamish, in his mouth and in his heart, literally, meumka deliba, from the depths of the heart, beemes la'amite, with absolute truth, bedechilu urechimu, with fear and love. And what is this deep-seated, true love, true emotion that it contains both fear and love, and that is literally in the heart? It is the hidden love that every Jew has as an inheritance. On the one hand, it is a minimal kind of a love, and on the other hand, it is the ultimate. It's a minimal in the sense of the individual, the Jew, as a person, as a human being, puts in minimal effort. In other words, if we're talking about creating love, if we're talking about the person's ability to generate love within himself, this is minimal. He's generating nothing. On the other hand, if you're talking about the love itself, not the involvement of the person, not the person's investment or contribution in this love, we're talking about the love itself, the nature of the love. This love, the one that the person, the individual, doesn't arouse and doesn't produce within himself, it doesn't come from his contemplating God's greatness. It doesn't come from his understanding of God's greatness. It comes as a Yerusha from our forefathers. This love is beyond any doubt, me'umka de'liba be'emes la'amita. It is from the depth of the heart, and it is absolute truth. Precisely because it is not of a human, of human creation. Because it is not limited to how much the person understands or how receptive his heart is. This is a love that comes without the individual's invitation. It comes from a higher source, from a greater source, and therefore this kind of a love is an absolutely true love, as the Alter Rebbe will explain. Now, to turn this around and to say that all of this effort and all of this work at understanding God's greatness and arousing love and arousing fear, this is all very good and very necessary, but there's something even greater than that, and that is the love that we have that doesn't come from knowing God, that doesn't come from understanding, that doesn't come from wisdom, it doesn't come from one's own personal greatness, which is basically an explanation of the Baal Shem Tov's teaching that every Jew can serve God. In fact, the simple Jew has an advantage over the Talmud Chacham. That, for obvious reasons, aroused all sorts of opposition. People didn't like to hear that. Here the Alter Rebbe is explaining it, and is basically saying that this love that comes to us, that all Jews have in common, because it doesn't depend on what you learn or how much you learn. It doesn't depend on how much you understand. It comes simply by the very fact that you're a Jew, and therefore the simple Jew has it as much as the Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham conceals it more than the simple person does. So in the simple person, this Ava is more revealed, and that is the Maila of the simple person over the Talmud Chacham that the Baal Shem Tov was talking about. Let's learn a little further. Rak, she'tzorich levayiru lahagdim, but in order to appreciate this, we need to first explain and to introduce. Tchila, bayir heitev, we have to introduce it clearly and thoroughly. Sheidish avazu, what is the root of this love? Where does it come from? The inyana, and what is its nature? What is its character? The Eich Yerushalanu, and how is it inherited? How does love of God, how is this inherited from ancestors? The Eich Nichlal Bo Gam Dechilu. And also to explain how fear is included in this love. We're saying that there's a hidden love in the heart of every Jew, but the heart has to have both love and fear. So where does the fear come from? How is the fear contained within the love? Hayem Yeim for the 7th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes, B'hiyeis Admar Hazokin ben Teisha Shana, when the Alter Rebbe was 9 years old, Lomad Chochmas Ha'andosa V'Hatchuna, he studied geometry and astronomy. Ben Eser, when he was 10 years old, Sada Luach al Chomesh Esrei Shana. He set out a calendar for 15 years. When he was 12 years old, B'yesei Ben Shnei Mesrei, when he was 12 years old, Nizdamin Shalomad Berabim Hilchus Kiddush HaChedesh LaRambam. It happened that he was teaching publicly the laws of the Rambam on Kiddush HaChedesh, which basically are calculations, astronomic calculations as to the birth of the new moon. V'loimotzu haga'enim shahayu be'esei maimed yedeihem v'ragleihem be'beis ha'medesh. And as the Alter Rebbe was teaching the subject, he was only 12 years old at the time, but as he was teaching this subject of Kiddush HaChedesh with its mathematical calculations and so on, all the scholars who were there at the time were completely dumbfounded and totally lost, being unable to keep up with the subject. It's interesting that if you follow the Seder of the Rambam's halachas, and comparing and connecting them to the Hayem Yem of each day, it comes out that today's statement, today's thought for the 7th of Shvat, corresponds to the Rambam Hilchas Kiddush HaChedesh.